When I took over an undergraduate course in tropical production systems, one of the complaints I heard from the students was, we've gone to that place already on the field trips, because there's only a certain amount of large farms and nurseries on the island of Oahu. So other classes have gone on that field trip. So when I tried to schedule, the students said that. So I came up with an assignment called virtual field trips. Okay. Each student is to contact an owner of a nursery or farm, go and visit the operation, take pictures, interview the owner, talk about what sustainable practices are being done, and then come back to the class, and at the end of the semester, give a PowerPoint presentation. Advantages: we've seen more small farms and nurseries on Oahu that I didn't even know existed. And the students get exposed to one farm or nursery for each student. And the students get the experience of contacting the owner, actually going to the farm or nursery, doing the interview, taking pictures, putting the whole package together, and presenting it to the class. So this is what I call the virtual field trip assignment. Kawai Perez is a PhD student in our department. She has TA'd my course several times. And I think for our department, including the faculty, she's the most firm believer in hands-on experience for our students. So she's looked at various layers of enhanced student learning besides a typical lecture, which sometimes I stop at, or sometimes I do, or have the students work on demonstrations. But she goes to the next limit and actually has them do hands-on activity so they get to understand the principles and the processes that she's trying to get across. So go beyond lecture, talk about hearing, go beyond the demonstration, seeing, but actually doing a lot of hands-on projects in the class here in Plumeria pollination to get the understanding that will enhance their learning. Okay. Do you want the questions recorded?
Sure.
Okay.
Any question?
Any question? Yes.
In the virtual field trips, what do you do to prevent redundancy among students?
Okay, the question is, how do you prevent redundancy in the virtual field trip? Okay. When I give out that assignment, I have the students contact me when they select a farm, get the okay of the owner. Once they tell me this farm they want to visit, that's taken by that student. No other student can take that farm, so we don't have any repetition of farms. So we get, like, you know, 20 different farms, so small, I call them mom-and-pop farms that we didn't even know existed. And the students are exposed to a wide variety of different types of operations. Yeah, question? Yes?
To get permission, do you have a standard letter or form that the student sends to the farmer, telling them what the visit is about and what they're going to be doing, and if it's okay to take pictures?
Okay. Regarding the question on getting permission, I don't have any standard form. That is done between the student and the owner of the operation on whether they have permission to visit, permission to take pictures, and give a talk in our class.
Okay.
Yes? Oh.
Do you do this in the beginning of the class? Are you in the middle term of your semester in the class? You do this. So
okay.
Maybe have a little bit of background, and you maybe give them some instruction.
Right. Right. Okay, the question is when I give this assignment and when they do it. I give the assignment the first day of class. Okay? The virtual field trip presentation and written report to the class is done at the end of the semester. So they have the entire semester to learn about crop production systems and to line up their farm to visit and put the whole package together. Yes? How long the presentation? I expect about 5 minutes in a presentation, because I have sometimes quite a lot of students, and to get them all in one lab period. So a short report and a short presentation to the class. The idea is virtual presentation. I tell us to make it so it's as if the whole class went there and write it and speak at it that way. So that's why it's a virtual field trip. Okay? Yes?
How do they find these places that you don't know anything about?
Okay, how do they find the places? I don't tell them. It's up to them to go and find it. So they have to look online, see the farms or nursery businesses that are on Oahu, ask other faculty who know more about the farms and nurseries than myself, just word of mouth. Yeah, ask students who have done my course previously. So I don't give them a suggested list of farms and nurseries. They have to search it out themselves. The critique where the owners are mentioning they're getting critiqued a lot.
Okay.
That was the problem with original field trips from our classes. We have several horticulture classes. The instructors go to the same farm, and that's one of the complaints from the owners too. Too often our students are going to their farms. So this one, because it's really some of the small ones you don't even know about, that we don't get complaints that our students are visiting too often, because most of them pick small operations, some big farms and nurseries.
I do a similar type of thing at a graduate level for public garden administration. The students have to go to a public garden and visit it, interview people. But at the graduate level, I make them actually dig deep into one area. Maybe it's their education program, maybe it's their volunteer program. Marketing, and then they're really supposed to dig deep into that and interview different individuals in that area and find out more about that and present that as well as an overview.
Okay.
Really enjoy doing it. I learned a lot about
okay. So I have my students give an overall view of the operation because of the different farms and nurseries, but they dig deeper in the sustainable practices. And we emphasize sustainable practices that particular operation uses. And that's where the digging deeper comes in. Okay?
Cool. All right.